Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Well, here we are on lockdown. How are you? It's Booker of the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker. We get it. We know you're bored. We're still doing shows. We're keeping you up to date with everything entertainment. A little bit of relief from everything that's going on in the world. You can get the show on Spotify. You can get it on your Apple Podcasts or the Podcast One app. Whatever you do, download and subscribe and get the PHP, the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker. And everything that's entertainment will be covered.
Just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from HDS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for another ballsy month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month includes two Vinnie Tortorich approved and invented ultra fat instant energy packs so you don't reach for that donut. Four shot glass ice molds so you can keep your whiskey cold and straight down the hatch. A bottle of Chateau Spill to remove wine stains or blood from the fine silk you're donning. Of course, a bottle of your choice. And the coup de grace, a digital download of the very first basic cable commentary, Roadhouse. This $60 value can be yours for only $25 at CorollaDrinks.com.
Well, we're getting some hot van talk at the top of the show.
Yeah, I would even go as far as to say hot and dirty.
Hot and dirty van talk. Then we're getting some very satisfying modular home talk coming up.
Well, what about sunshades using Adobe as a structure? Wahapa!
I mean, it's a cornucopia of subjects we cover. And first, I'll tell you about JB Weld. You got your DIY projects you want to get through? Oh, I got them. Stromer's got them. Do you got them? I bet you do. Don't call the repairman. Use JB Weld. Big or small repairs, home or garage, ordinary household glue. Got the word ordinary in it. You need something stronger. There's a better choice. There is JB Weld. Proud sponsor. Love these guys. Know them. Know the owner. Hung out with these guys in SEMA. I just walked over to their booth and I started poking around. And next thing you know, I was talking to the owner, JB Weld. They've been making their product for over 50 years. It's proudly made in the USA. Keep JB Weld in your toolbox, kitchen drawer, craft room for metal, wood, plastic, or more, and even trays, as Stromer will tell you, for a wet saw. You don't glue it. You JB Weld it. It's available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on the church. Make the minute, get it on. And welcome to Ace on the House. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Eric Stromer over there.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Stromer. How are you doing?
I am feeling fine. You know, I've got the yard is just glorious. The grass is greener than I'll get out. I keep adding lights. I bought initially six lights to do a couple of areas, and it just keeps growing. And the guy that I talked to, my electrician friend, said you better get a big ass, transformer. Mm-hmm. Get something that's 300 watts because you're going to keep adding. I was like, no, I'll never do it, but I'll do it anyway. Got the 300. It's starting to look like I'm going to start dimming the lights in Van Nuys with all these lights that are coming in. It's
well, really I saw beautiful. Some of the pictures you tweeted, and it looks stunning.
It's very nice, and I can't wait to someday get you over here, get you in the back, and, you know, get you on the couch, and what am I going to do?
You're going to wine, dine, and 69.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Boy, you know, the chicks that you're telling about whining, dining, and 69ing, it's got to be like, I'm going to wine you. Oh, good. I'm going to dine you. It's fantastic. And then it's 69ing.
Like, what? You're like, well, oh, really?
There's nothing in between eating and 69ing. I feel like there's got to be something in between dine and 69. Like, I know it rhymes, but there still needs to be a station between a bathroom break, maybe a phone call. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it should be something. I'm going to wine you, dine you, placeholder, and 69 you. We can't go right from dining to 69.
I'm too codependent to enjoy the 69. There's got to be something to get me, ramp me up.
Well, there's got to be some hand holding.
Yeah, or maybe it's just going back to the dip or the punch bowl.
Yeah, or maybe just a warm embrace. You know what I mean? Like a soft hug.
And then you go, you look at her and you go, okay, now? And she's like, yeah, now.
Yeah. All right, I got to make a note of this. We got to put something in.
Something in the middle. There should be a third. So it's wine, dine, 69, but then there's a third thing.
So, well, there's a fourth thing. Well, there's a third in between the dining and the 60. Now, gas, grass, or ass, that's fine because you're either putting money into the van, into the tank, or we're going to toke out. I'm going to grab some ass in the van. Like, I don't need anything between gas, grass, or ass. That's fine. That's good the way it is. Also,
and then what about if this van is a rockin', don't come a knockin'?
That's fine.
Is there anything there that we need to add? Or is that just
no? That one's fine. And so we don't need to add anything to the other van one, which said, don't.
What are you, size 6, and then shove the person in the van?
No, the other one in the van one said, probably wouldn't go over that well these days. Don't laugh. Your daughter may be in here. You guys ever heard that one? You got to find that one now, Gary. There is a license plate frame that if you have a crappy van, you have to put the don't laugh, your daughter may be in here.
That's wrong on every level, but I love it.
And then the other one, which is, and I'm trying to think, I may need something in between these.
Yeah.
But you tell me.
Okay.
Toke, coke, or poke. Nobody rides for free. Now, I feel like we do need something in between doing a rail of coke and actually having intercourse, don't you?
How about toke, coke, you'll get the rope if you don't. What's the last one?
All right, Stromer. This is why you have to show up at the pre-meeting. You don't go to those pre-meetings, and this is where we end up.
See, then I forget the last one, and it all, yeah, you're right. Thank you. You're right.
All right, so what the hell are you doing over there? Wait, what are you working on beside your backyard? Well,
so I went back, I got back in the game, and you know, instead of paying the guy money to tile the backsplash of this kitchen, I said, the hell with it, I'm going to do it again myself. I haven't been tiling in a while because, you know, I'm general contracting, so I'm back in, man, and you know what? It never goes away. It never fades. Skills are still there. I still got it. Daddy can still pull the spacer out with his finger and thumb easily if he needs to while he's grouting. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
There it is.
Do we have the van that has the "Don't laugh, there's your daughter may be in here"? Is that what it says?
It's not, Karen? Not a license plate frame, but it's above in blue letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little hard to read from where I'm sitting.
That's a good van to have that saying on. That's the one you would describe.
Don't
to the
laugh, your daughter. Maybe would that go over in today's America?
No, it would not.
No, it would not.
Nope.
No. Yeah. All right. So now we've cleared that up.
Yeah. Thank God.
So were you working on a Malibu place?
I was doing a Malibu. That's done. Now this is a Westlake, Lake Sherwood. Is that that's a man-made lake, obviously.
I think so.
There's no water out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's a nice place out there. It's gorgeous. It's almost done. I'm moving now. I'm really busy lately. People have, I think they're all sitting around in their homes going like, wow, does this house look like shit? Because I'm here all day. I notice every little thing that's wrong. So my business has increased 50, 80%.
It's California's oldest man-made lake.
Oh, God.
When I hear oldest man-made lake, I hear 128 Irishmen died making this lake. That's what I hear when I hear oldest man-made lake.
And you still can't swim in it or do anything except watch geese crap in the water, and you know that it's horrible in there. There's no animals, are there?
You tell me, or you're the one doing the remod over there.
It's like that place we talked about, Troutdale. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, on the that place, like on the way to Malibu,
And you'll be sad and not surprised to know that Troutdale is not happening anymore.
Mm.
It's dried up, unfortunately. I think it's over.
Robert from Pennsylvania, 33, needs advice on how to remove a large pane of glass from a window. They'll talk to Robert and say, why don't you take care of your spot first, Stromer?
Well, I got to tell you guys, you know, the secret to staying sweat-free this summer, you want to know what it is? I'll tell you. It's Tommy John's Summer Ready Ultra-Breathable Underwear and Bras. Finally, they got the bras as well. Cool cotton underwear for men and women is like having your own on-body AC made from premium natural Pima cotton for enhanced airflow. And it evaporates sweat super, super fast. Lounge pants, lazy day joggers, or soft Zoom-ready tees and polos. They got everything. They got you covered. Upgrade to Tommy John today with enhanced super breathable designs. Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Matt?
For a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/Adam and get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
All right. Let's see. Phone up there, Robert. Line one, Pennsylvania. Robert?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Adam. Stromer.
What's going on? You got a question there, Robert?
Yes, I have these large glass pane windows, a new house here. I thought they would just be siliconed in. I'm looking to replace them because they've been leaking pretty bad. But it seems like there's some liquid nail or something holding them in. And I keep breaking the windows trying to get them out. I don't know if you guys have any suggestions of...
How big are they, approximately?
One is 6 by 8 foot, and then I have... bunch of small ones, maybe about 2 by 2.
Well, 6 by 8 is a pretty good chunk of glass. And you're just pulling the glass out. You're just pulling it out as glass, not the frame or the window frame or any of that. Just want to take the glass out?
Yep.
Is there molding holding it in?
There was, but I removed everything else.
All right, so now it's all cleaned up. And so to me... First thing is razor blade, razor, like it's a lot of razoring going on to really cut that, probably silicone, hopefully clear silicone holding that stuff in, but like a lot of that, and then a couple of guys in suction cups, right, Stromer? The suction cups work. I'm here to tell you, and you can get them. They're pretty inexpensive now. They work, man. You'd be surprised how they work.
Now, I would also want to know if it's tempered, because if it's tempered and you want to save a ton of time, you can literally shatter that thing. It'll break into a million pieces and just, you know, sweep it all up and get it out of your life. But if it's not tempered, then you may want to think about doing a ton of tape. You can do either duct tape or white masking tape and tape off square patterns everywhere. So in the event that it does break... It's not going to come off in huge shards that can cut you really badly, but the tape holds the glass together, right? And then you leave an opening. What's that again?
It's tempered.
It's definitely tempered. I broke one already, so.
Well, then break the other one. It's so much faster, I'm telling you. Yeah. And you just sweep it up.
I had a guy who was going to take them from me. I was trying to save him.
Okay.
If he wants them, then let him come and screw around with the glass. Forget it. It's so much work.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
You're pretty high right now, Robert?
No. I'm just nervous.
Oh, okay. All right. It's all right. Well, watch out when you get pulled over, because you're going to be nervous and the cop's going to think you're high.
Yeah, I had that issue a couple times too.
License and registration. Proof of insurance.
I got you. I got your
insurance. Sir, I need you to step out of the car. All right. So yeah, I like the tape for the non-tempered. I like my suction cup thing. I think you can buy those things pretty cheap. You can get a pretty decent little kit.
Glass mm-hmm. stores have them, or get them online. But get the ones that pump up, and then you have to release the pressure with a valve. Don't get the ones you just suck on there, because they don't work.
No, you need the thumb. You need the thumb pump.
Yeah,
the thumb pump. Telling you, man. Yeah, there's an 8-inch one. I don't know. How much are those things, Gary? 80 bucks?
80 bucks each, yeah.
80 bucks each, yeah. But they work, man. Man, do they work. You have no idea. Stromer does. But what I'm saying is you put that thing on a piece of glass. I've had 350-pound piece of glass with two of those on it, and two dudes just lifting it up, and it's like you're pulling on a barbell trying to lift 300 pounds. You're pulling as hard as you can, and you keep thinking it's going to pop off.
Right.
And you're going to go sailing in the opposite direction, but they hold, they work.
You know, those things remind me of you know, those straps that you can put on your forearms to lift big appliances? Like, mm-hmm. between the suction cups and those two items changed my life forever.
Yeah, it's so funny. There was no, when I was in the game, they didn't have any of that little weird wheeled thing with the slot in it for moving drywall, pushing drywall around. Didn't have anything for moving appliances. It's all really simple shit that just didn't exist. Like, if you had to move a refrigerator, just squat down, pick up that, you know, you get one end, I'll get the other. You're going to move drywall. I carried 1,000 sheets of drywall, just one arm up and one arm down. That's it. Could have easily put 3 sheets on that little roller thing and just rolled it through the house. But we never had it.
It's why I can't really wave very easily anymore. If you notice, I wave like the Queen of England now, because mm-hmm. my shoulders just don't. I can't. All the overhead work for so many years, my shoulders don't work as well as they used to. So use the stuff.
And that's why Stromer's off the pageant circuit now, because there is no more Mr.
How
Encino.
How can anybody see me waving from the car if I can't get my arm up?
No,
right?
No. Every year he's asked to do the Hollywood Christmas parade with Mario Lopez, and he just won't.
Decline.
He can't do it. Politely.
And I can't get my eyebrows that clean like Mario has them. I can't do it. It's too much work.
Hey, Justin, 38, from Manhattan, New York.
Hey, Ace and Shomer, what's up?
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
Wait, what's Manhattan? What's up, man? What's New York, Manhattan? What's that feeling like these days?
Fucking bunch of guys, girls wearing masks, and, you know, I don't know. Actually, you know what? It's very vacant, to tell you the truth. It's a ghost town.
That's what Drew was saying. Drew was saying it feels eerie going through there.
Yeah, you know, I take the train into work from Brooklyn, but... You know, sometimes I do go, you know, I ride my bike or something like that. I'll ride home on a Friday, and I'll go midtown, you know, Times Square, and it is empty, which is, you know, very weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird. You know,
yeah.
I love that city when it's hopping, man. It's a fun place to be, isn't it?
Yeah. Luckily, I work for the crazy rich in the Upper East Side, so they're never home anyway when we're working, and mm-hmm. so it's no different. But,
right.
You know, how do you like bringing all that... How do you like bringing all that crap up in an elevator and trying to get the people to secure you a spot? That's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pain in the dick, man. I've actually, like, I had my own company at one time where I had trucks and trailers, and now I just have a insulation company. And I work primarily and exclusive with, like, a couple architects and a marble shop. So they literally deliver everything. It's my job to get it inside, but you know, it's their job to pay all the parking tickets when they're, you know, when they get them out front.
Did you say installation or insulation?
Installation. Yeah, I install and do restorations, like old fireplaces and then all, like, big slab work. I actually talked to Stromer and Ray a long time ago. I was doing a big set, like a 7-person jacuzzi, and it was a metal pan, and I was the way I was like fighting with the contractor was saying how I was going to break it down and make forms mm-hmm. and pour it in one shot, and they were thinking I was going to scratch coat, brown coat, skim coat, and it was like, to me, it was too thick. It didn't seem, you know, to be underwater and shit. It was just it didn't seem strong the way I wanted
to
do it.
Hold on, Justin. I feel like he keeps saying insulation versus installation.
I think he's an installer of like
installation.
Yeah, I thought he's an installer.
I know. I feel like he's saying insulation.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So installation.
I have a mumble mouth. I'm sorry.
You say
insulation.
You say insulation, which is I'm insulation, but installation. So you're doing slabs and countertops and fireplaces and that kind of stuff and everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, what's the happening thing right now in the city for the rich? What are they doing?
Just material big slabs, all book matched.
Same stuff then.
Architect. Yeah, you know, the architect that I work for, it's like you don't buy a custom home. You buy like an art piece of theirs. So they're almost like all the same. You see a lot of the same stuff. There's a Peter Marino. He's a really big name. But it's like you just go, it's not your home. It's a Peter Marino. Like it's almost like a painting.
What and how big are the biggest slabs that you'll put in, like on a floor or wall?
Well, you said in the beginning, the elevators, they cut us, you know, a little short. Unless we've stopped Fifth Avenue and got the crane, which was a little expensive. But, you know, 100, like a supersized slab, like an extra long, is 120 inches. We've done that. But usually they're like between, you know, they want to go as big as possible. So, like, almost a full slab, 104 inches, 100 and...
So how much to get a crane to get that thing up there? What's the client have to pay?
I don't know. They probably, you know, in the thousands. I have no. That's a contractor.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like why I called. That was kind of like my next question here.
Yeah, everything is large format now. By the way, go ahead.
Yeah. My question really was kind of like a double. It was like a. I don't know if it's really a self-esteem question or it was because like how do I multiply myself? I've had my own business. I'm in the city. I'm really just installing now, and it's like I'm stuck working for this company. And I make good money, but there's, you know, during the COVID stuff, we weren't working, so I did a bunch of countertops, and I got that revive of like, you know, we were in and out in one day. It was, you know, it wasn't as high end as I usually do, but it felt good. I had a couple guys with me. You know, the guys that weren't working at the shop, we treated them well with some money, but you know, and then now I'm back fucking working under the arm of the guy again.
You gotta sell. Unfortunately, it's all about you selling your brand and yourself and differentiating yourself between those other guys. And then once you got that down, you gotta have such good subs or you're dead. Because if you're not there and you're not representing and you screw up, it's over.
But even if I have that, how do you get your number two guy? Like, I'm always been, you know, I built a business in Florida with my buddy, and then I took a risk and came up here with my wife. But him and I were, like, number one and two together. When I came up here, I can't find a number two guy. I'm literally, you know, no one wants to work. They'd be flipping burgers or wants the same money for them.
Like, here, the guys that are really good and motivated are the Hispanic guys. They're all hungry as hell, and really, you can find great guys. You gotta find, because the idiot white dudes that, you know, are like my son's age, they don't want to do anything. They just want to lay around and watch.
Oh, yeah. That's all a bust. But here's what you need. Yeah. Here's what you need. Here's what you're looking for. Look, the same with a woman. You don't want a 10 because she's going to find some other place to go after a few months.
She's going
to
find a 12.
You want yourself a nice hot chick who had bad skin in high school and has a little bit of a self-esteem issue. She's not going anywhere. You see what I'm saying? You got to find a guy who's good, but not that good. Because the guys that are really good, like I had a roommate, he was good. You know, and he went to work for a set building company back in the day. And in 6 months, he just took over. Like he was the lead guy in this set building company. And then 4 months after that, he just started his own set building company. That guy's not going to hang around that long. You know what I'm saying? You want good, but not great. Because great ain't going to hang around that long. Great's moving on.
Yeah, unless you're willing to train 20 greats that you have to re-up every 2 years. Because to your point, Adam, you're right. I've tried that, and they're great, and they leave.
You just need guys. The first thing you need to do is have guys that are prompt. You know, half the battle's just like showing up on time. So you just need the dude to show up on time, and then you start teaching them the techniques. All right, let me hit Blinds Galore here. BlindsGalore.com, family-owned and run. These guys are first-rate. It's the first place you go to buy custom window treatments online. Over 2 million windows and counting. I have the electronic blinds in my house, which are awesome because there's some of those windows are up high and you can't get to them. You want to keep the light out, especially when it's hot outside. You want to keep the heat out, man. And they'll hook right up to your smart home or Amazon Alexa device. They got a new build a blind tool, lets you create and customize your window treatment and see exactly what they're going to look like before you buy. From start to finish, measuring, picking out, and installing, their experts can help you every step of the way online or over the phone. Every window I have is covered with Blinds Galore, blindsgalore.com. Save some money and go there. Tell them I sent you, right, Matt?
That's right. BlindsGalore.com makes it easy to get the safe, high-quality designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price, all at up to 45% off. See for yourself at BlindsGalore.com today. Let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
All right, let's see. Line three. Jeremy from New Mexico is going to Adobe home,
yeah.
I guess. Jeremy, 44.
Ace man, Stromer, how are you?
Hi, hey. Guy.
Hey, so my question is, I got a couple of questions, but answer as many or as little as you want to. I'm putting a wraparound porch on my 110-year-old Adobe house, and it has, like, real Adobe walls. So it's just 18-inch thick or wide mud bricks stacked 15 feet high with a little crappy mortar in between them. And then a concrete-based plaster on the outside. You know, they put wire lath and then plastered it in it. That's probably an inch and a half thick.
Mm-hmm.
So that stuff doesn't hold anchors, does it? Really?
Not worth the crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my experience has been not well.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out how to hang that ledger on the outside. And I'm wondering if I put like a 2x6. I mean, it's not going to be a real heavy porch roof. I'm probably just a single member. But if I just screw and glue sort of a 2x6 to the wall and slap a kicker under it that runs down to the slab, if that, you know, every, I don't know, 8 feet or something like that, if I don't know.
All right, I don't know. Let's weigh in. The Adobe is thick. It's got the stucco-y cement on the outside of
basically
it.
Basically mud, though. I mean, there's no density to it.
It's good for insulation, isn't it?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it is. The house is very easy to control the temperature inside the house. It's comfortable all the time, and the power bills are not crazy.
And you want to run that ledger so you can run your awning or your porch covering.
Doesn't it seem like he wants to do posts that are independent of the structure and just have it come out? And
are you going to have I know what you're saying. Are you going to be on a slab? What's on the bottom? A slab?
Yeah, it's a slab I just poured. So it had, I mean, when I bought the house, it had a sidewalk around it, but I've just recently poured like a 4-inch slab about 10 feet out all the way around the house and then it's got a footing, you know, on the outside edge is a 1x16-inch, 1 foot wide by 16-inch deep footing to land all the outside line of posts on.
What are you looking to get out of this covering?
Shade.
Just shade.
Shade protection from the wind, and to get the sun off of the walls and off of the windows during the day, because it's a flat roof, like parapet wall house, and I mean it just. And it has a ton of windows. I mean,
yeah,
a lot. And well, does the wind house all day?
Does the wind get really high there? Like really?
Yes, it does. Yes, it
so
does.
You got to have structure.
I can't remember what the classification is, 2 or 3. I mean, it's pretty serious in the wind department.
Okay. Well, that there goes my next idea, which is I was thinking about material. I was thinking about
like a sunshade,
Stromer sunshade. Like I've done a lot of awning stuff where I've like had the shit made. It's light.
Oh,
it looks
like
good.
A sail, kind of.
I just go to an awning place and like literally they show you an awning. Like pick out your material, pick out the finish. Does it have piping? You know, I mean,
you know, that actually is a good idea because then you still have to have independent metal posts that come and are buried 24 inches down. You're still going to have to dig some holes.
Well, I don't know. You need to go 24 inches down.
I can't just anchor them to that slab.
You probably
no
could.
Way. Yeah. I don't think you can. If the wind catches that, man, it's a sail. It'll rip it right out of that house.
Yeah, there's got to be some thoughts about the wind and the awning. Like they have to have cutouts or flaps or something so the wind goes through it. You know what I mean? Or some version.
Yeah,
so, okay, so there's a version of this where you go to an awning place and you discuss this awning we're talking about with the provision that it gets windy where you are and how they can address that. Okay. If they can't address it, then you can't really do it. Okay.
Right.
Okay. The next thing is the wood version of this. The wood version of this, I think you could do a ledger on your house. I think the way you do the ledger is you use a lot of construction adhesive on the backside of that ledger. You put in your big Titan screw type bolt, like your Titan bolt, and you literally just zigzag it, you know, one high, you know, one upper left hand of the ledger, drop down a foot, you know, drop down to the bottom and move it over a foot, go back up again, up, down pattern. And you basically, you're going to have to experiment a little, but you're going to have to take this Titan bolt, like a, you know, 4-inch Titan bolt by 1/2 inch or 3/8 or whatever. And you're going to have to just suck it tight. You know what I mean? Don't spin it out. Don't torque on it that hard. Just see if you can suck it up.
Snug it up, basically.
Snug it up and let all of that adhesive on the back of the 2x6, let that do the work, or even a 2x8. Maybe you want to get a little more surface on there.
Oh yeah, for the glue to grab.
If you're dividing the depth of this shade by thirds, I think that you have to have the first 2/3 supported independently, and then let the last third be on the adobe structure. Because I mean, I can't promise that those things are going to hold.
I can, and I will. Matter of fact, Matt has drafted up some paperwork. I just
want to know. Do you want to know what your new name is in New Mexico? The Adoberman.
The Adoberman. Come
on. Listen, there's a lot of them.
Well, look, I'm not an expert at Adobe homes, and this may work or may not work. I've had.
So
I'm changing my position.
You think, and Stromer, do you think the big risk? I don't think the big risk is the shear, like drag right down, right? I think it's the lift and the peel off.
It's more the lift and the pull out. Yeah. So here's what you're going to need. Here's what you're going to want to do. It's not going to be shear. It'll hold for the shear. You're right. It's the pull out part that you don't want to deal with. Now, you're going to have to construct this thing in such a way with slats or whatever so that wind may pass through it, but it still provides shade. Do you know what I'm saying?
More pergola style than a like metal roof porch.
Yes. Do not make it heavy. Don't overbuild it. Build a light version of this thing. You'll have to research it.
Does New Mexico make you permit stuff?
No. LA. How far is this thing going to?
Why do we all get penalized being here? What is this place?
We're punished. We're subjects because we're taxpayers. Right. How far do you want this to extend?
So, here's the tricky part. I got it. I got an 8 foot on two sides of the house is going to be 8 foot deep. And on one side of the house, it's going to be 10 foot deep because my wife wants, you know, a nice area to hang out and put table, like a table and all that. Mm-hmm. So the next question that I had, which we can roll into if you've got the time to monkey with it, is can you change the pitch of a roof at a hip without it looking super weird? If I'm starting at 10 foot up against the house, I'm 10, you know, the ledger is 10 foot off the slab. And then by the time it gets out to the edge of the porch, it's, you know, when you put a little pitch on it, maybe it's, I don't know, 8 foot five off the slab. But then when you turn the corner onto that 10, you know, and that's in an 8 foot span between the edge of the building and the edge of the slab. When you turn the corner onto that 10 foot porch, can you hide that in a hip, or do I just have to go super flat?
I'll answer this way for not knowing exactly what's going on. Are we talking about you have a parapet, right?
Yep. And so I'm going to set the ledger about 6 feet below the parapet wall, the top of the parapet wall.
Right. But we're talking about changing the geometry on the roof, in the house roof inside the parapet?
No. We're talking about changing the geometry of the porch roof. As you know, because it's sticking out from the edge of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they'll look like different pitches. I got you. Right.
But without changing the roof line, or ideally the lower edge, but that may not be possible. I just don't know.
I feel like it's got to be, if it's an independent looking architectural aspect, and you're not trying to make it matchy matchy, it doesn't matter. I don't think the different roof angles matter. But if it's trying to look like your house, you should probably address
it.
If I make it super flat, I think I can hide it. But if I put a decent pitch on it, I don't know if I can change that slope in the hip or not. I don't know. It's not clear. My Googling has not revealed that.
Quarter inch a foot for drainage.
Minimum, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Minimum. All right, so Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
When you build these awning, whatever's we're talking about, build them light. Use the 2x8 treated against the adobe. Goo the shit out of it with some PL400 or whatever construction adhesive. Do my high low Titan bolt layout.
Yep.
Yep, snug it up and let it dry. Then when you go for the joists or the rafters or whatever the hell we're calling them, you can switch to a 2x6, maybe even a 2x4.
That was my plan, is to switch. Maybe I was hoping that I could pull it off with a 2x4.
I think you could pull it off with a 2x4, keep everything light, and then your posts going down can even be steel. You can get round steel and put a saddle on top of it and just put the post, mm-hmm. like 2-inch post into the ground. Like, you make the thing light. Don't make it chunky. I've done this. I did one of these at my grandma's house a million years ago. Like, you take a piece of steel, like round, medium wall, whatever steel, like, I don't know, 2.5-inch round thing, and just you weld, have a guy weld a saddle on it and put a couple of holes in it and drop your 2x6 at the end in it and through bolt it, whatever, like, but build it light. That's what I'm saying. All right, Stromer, let me tell you about JB Weld. I'm curious to hear about your projects over there. We use them all the time. I use them I have a shop, I have a garage. I never stop using JB Weld. What are you working on? You got a project you're working on?
Yeah, so I talked about it last time, though. I have a tile saw where the tray cracked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put the glue stick in it. I was sort of a non-believer, like, how is this going to really do this? Don't I have to put fiberglass on it? Really? But I did it. This is now week two, full water usage, no leaks whatsoever. I'm kind of blown away, to be honest with you.
You did the gray putty stick.
The gray putty where you literally just start kneading it like chewing gum to activate the part A and part B in the stick and put it down with your thumb into a corner of something that seems sort of, you know, unnatural for blocking water. Sure enough, 2 hours later, completely watertight, still going 2 weeks later. The thing gets moved and twisted and bent, so it's also flexible, and it still doesn't leak. And I was actually blown away.
And the alternative would be like ordering the part if they even sold that part.
Yeah, the alternative would be to get a new tray for the saws, like 110 or 120 bucks. This is, you know, a couple of bucks, you're done, it's over. I would even go as far as to say this would probably plug a boat that had a hole in it, because it's working and there's no issues whatsoever. So a great product. It was right there at the local hardware store. I walked in there. I said, what do you have for this? The guy obviously took me over to the adhesives department. Sure enough, JB Weld, front and center, featured, bought it. There it is.
Does the two-part putty that you sort of mix the A and the B, but it's all in one tube, right?
Like, yeah, it's like a cylinder about an inch in diameter, right? And you just break a hunk off, and it's like almost like a candy bar. And then you take that hunk and just knead it a couple of times, stretch it, and then just thumb it onto whatever you're working on. And there you go. She's plugged up forever. Think about that. When have you seen a flexible product that really works, that's so easy to apply, where you don't have to do part A, part B, liquid epoxy? It's just right there in a tube, almost like a peanut butter consistency. It's unbelievable stuff.
These are wonderful times we're living in, thanks to JB Weld. Once again, I want to thank these guys. And they're great sponsors. Available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more. You don't weld it. You JB Weld it, people. And you don't glue it. You JB Weld it. All right. Let's see. Somebody has a question about fluorescent lights in his garage. Need new ballasters.
God, I hate that look. I hate that look.
I know. Everyone looks ugly underneath a fluorescent light. Hey, Jay, 38, Virginia.
Yeah, guys. How you doing today?
Hi, guy.
Hey.
What's going on?
So I have about 900 to 1,000-foot square-foot garage, and it's got six fluorescent lights spread out through it. And the ballasts are bad in three of them at this point, so they take time to turn on. They're flickering. And I'm rather than changing the ballast, I've gotten to the point in the garage where I want to switch them up, and I want to do it myself. So I'm wondering if you guys have any experience with shop lights that maybe LED or easy install, that kind of thing.
A lot of good stuff out there these days. I got some cool stuff from a place called Big Ass Fans. You know Big Ass Fans, Stromer?
Yeah, I sure do. Those are great fans.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did lighting, too. That's fantastic.
They do some lighting, too. Gary could probably pull it up. They do some good, nice, clean stuff for these kinds of applications. Probably a little more than you'd pay if you just went to the big box store. But I don't know. I feel like you're worth it, Jay. Do you think you're worth it?
I do, because it's where I go and get away from my wife and my kids. So I want it to be well lit and a pleasant experience.
Yeah,
they do like 4 and 8 foot lengths on these things that are LED. They're about 25, 30 bucks, somewhere like that. And, you know, come on. The fact that you don't have to twist on that precarious, stupid cylindrical bulb, that it looks like the kind of light when a guy with an apron is dismembering people in a bathtub.
Yeah. If you go out to your garage, you get away from the wife and the kids, and then sometimes you take a little toke, you know what I mean? You get a little high out there. Yeah. And then if you've ever been high under fluorescent lights, it is a shit show.
Not a good time.
People can tell you're high from neighboring communities. Like, it is not good. So if you're going to go out there and puff a little spleef, you definitely want to get some LEDs going in there. And I would take it I put everything on a dimmer. I know it sounds weird to do in a garage, but everything on a dimmer. That's the way I would do things. It'd be like if you're detailing your car in there and you got the lights up top and maybe you're getting down and doing some work around the rockers, the bottom of the car, whatever. You may not want full light at that point. You may want to dim it a little bit to get a better shot at what's going on the side. I don't know, but I like LED and I like a dimmer, and get rid of those fluorescent bulbs.
All right, that's the plan. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thanks. Yeah. Sure. Big ass, Gary, big ass fans does all those lights up there too, right? Yeah. They're nice. I am putting them in my new shop. So,
good stuff.
So there you
I
go.
I love those fans, man. They're great design too.
Oh, they're huge, man. They're huge. I got the big ones that go up top. I got the big 6 foot one that's like on the roller that you just roll. Like if you're working, doing some auto body work and it's hot outside or whatever, just hook that baby up.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Let's see. Big ass fans. Oh, there. Yeah. They got big ass fans. I got the Sidekick, which is a big roller
one,
which I have. And, It makes a difference, man. What can I say? It just makes a difference. But they have lights. They have a lot of good product.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk to John, 36 from Dallas. John.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, guy.
Hey, Stromer.
Hi.
So I'm curious if you guys have any thoughts on either we want to rebuild our house, we need more space, we have a couple of kids, and just so much crap and not enough square footage. Want to know if it's best or what your experience is with either doing a full remod, adding a story and a pool and doing a kind of complete redo, or just scraping the house and rebuilding, you know, from scratch. Because obviously one's more expensive, but, you know, we don't want that sort of a Franken house where it's not exactly what we wanted. Do you guys have any experience in either of those?
What year's the house?
Built in 1953 and then remodeled in 2012. They did some foundation work, put hardwoods in, added a garage.
How many square feet is it?
2,700.
What do you need, you think?
We need, so my wife and I, she works from home full time. I'm starting to work more from home, so we need a bigger office with two desks. We need more space for the kids, so their own rooms and bathrooms. And then I moved from California, so my parents come to Dallas to visit and they're on top of us, you know, for a week. So we need kind of a junior master for them. We just need more space.
Well, I mean, I guess it's
how many square feet, Stromer's asking, though? What are you looking to?
Yeah, what do you need to go? 27 to what? 4,500
to 5,000, I think, is our goal.
Yeah.
Could have saved some time with that explanation. Yeah. We're thinking about getting a dog. Yeah, okay. We got a special needs child, so he's at home. Okay, square footage. Think about getting one of those mini fridges for my office. Yeah, okay. Now, we normally are kind of a three-hamper family, but we're thinking about stepping it up. Sorry.
I hear you make fun of those callers all the time. I can't believe I'm one of them.
It's an honor. It's like being roasted by Don Rickles.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
I had one thing, which was don't be wordy, and then three sentences into it, I already shit in bed. But anyway.
Do you have $150 to $200 a square foot to make a 5,000 square foot house? Do you have that money?
We will, yeah.
All right, John. I'm gonna throw a couple things out there. You're in Dallas, Texas, so it's not gonna be like permitting hell, because permits would be a big factor out here. Because once you go ground up, you know, there's different permits. But you're in a normal place with normal government who doesn't want to rule over.
You don't need
subject.
Permits in Texas either. What the hell is going on?
You need
here?
Some permits, not our kind
Come
of permits.
On.
I will tell you, I am in love with this modular home idea. And the modular home is not cheaper. In fact, it's probably a little more expensive per square foot, but it's all built indoors, delivered, and like put up and buttoned up in one day. I don't like that thing where your house is framed and then it starts raining and the stucco guys aren't back for 2 months, you know, and it's just left open, getting all mildewy.
With a flapping Tyvek.
Flapping Tyvek. Right. Yeah. Or you got the OSB that's delaminating on the outside. Look into, and I've looked into it a bit, look into a modular construction.
Yeah.
And
you know any names?
Yeah, I'm trying
there's
to.
There's Blue Home is one of them, and I know that's sort of one of the industry standards.
Well, here I was looking up north from where I am. I was looking in like the Washington, Oregon area because I was thinking about doing a vacation thing out there. So, because here's the thing, there's more and more of these places. I'll bet there's places opening up in somewhere in Austin, that's for sure. But the point is this. When you find your place and like you go, I'm going to go with this place out of Oregon. Like, good. Then they go, okay, it's going to be X amount of square foot. You go, okay. And then they go, and it's going to be $180,000 for shipping. Because you're shipping a house from Oregon to Dallas. So find a place in the neighborhood if it's possible. I don't know, Gary, if you just typed in modular home builders Dallas or something, I don't know what would pop up. I would imagine in your neck of the woods, if these places are moving fast, and I would look into that. You could completely design everything you want. You could go tour models. You could have different rooms and great rooms, and it's clean. It's insulated. The wire's already in. You don't have to come in there. I don't like the idea of framing a house and then having the guy with the D-handle whole hog and the right angle half-inch drill motor with his big auger bit, and he's just like boring holes in all your bearing studs and just grinding and making a mess in there. And then you're inside the walls, a big mess. And you know what I'm talking about? I don't like that. Everything will be pulled. Everything will be done. What do we got? We got Pratt Tyler, Homes.
Tyler, Texas.
Tyler, Texas. Yeah. How far is Tyler away?
30 miles.
All right. So there, they got homes. You go on there. You just look at all the different models. You go, oh, I want this model. I want the Ponderosa. I want the traditional. I went the El Dorado, you know, and they can have more traditional ranch style, whatever. Gary, do they go up to between 45 and 5,000? Because they didn't.
I'm not sure with this particular company, but there was a company I was looking at before we started searching for Texas out of Murrieta, Georgia, and they definitely have several 5,000 square foot.
Because they used to kind of cap it at like 3,000 or so.
But and these all look like one story, but that other company I was looking at definitely does two story as well.
All right, so it's coming.
But I mean, you know, you gotta though understand you're gonna be limited if you have a specific architectural style and you want to do something. I mean, I've seen the modulars that are ultra modern are really cool, also.
Yeah,
but if you're trying to do something that has, you know, a specific architectural style, it may not be as easy to find.
Oh, we got a
modular stuff.
We got 49. You know, we got 5,000 square foot, a traditional looking home. Did they say what they charge per square foot for something like that, Gary?
Let me look.
Modern farmhouse. That's kind of a cool architecture. All right.
Yep.
You're welcome, John. Do that.
All right, guys. Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, Stromer, you got Geico over there?
What are you, crazy? Of course I do. Geico is it's coming at you every single day and night. Let me scramble and find this damn thing. Sorry, everybody.
I bet you could save 15%. On Geico, if you
I could. Are you crazy?
Start signing up for that.
If I wanted to, I could. Hang on 1 second. Go move on. Move along for one moment. Sorry.
I'll talk about Geico.
Okay. Here we go. Geico. I got it right here. Are you kidding me? Geico. How could I forget this? 15% on car insurance.
What?
Are you kidding me? Motorcycle and RV policies are offering an extra 15%. That's on top of the money that Geico already could save you. 15% off. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed? Heck no, that's never going to happen. But saving money can. How? Just go to geico.com to check it out. Switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com. That's Geico.
There you go. Geico.com. Gary, can you find out per square foot with those modulars?
I'm still looking. It's little.
They might not say it on their website.
What are you thinking, though? Are you going to do it? You think you want to do one of those? You have a more mod vibe, though. You wouldn't want to do like a traditional look on that thing, would you?
Me?
Yeah.
I had some land. I have some land in the Puget Sound on Anacortes Island, which isn't really an island, but it's kind of cool. And I've always kind of thought about building a kind of vacation cabin kind of thing. And it's just land. And I always thought, you know, 2,000, 2,500 square foot modular, kind of modern modular thing there would be a cool escape. It's right on right on the edge of like a nature preserve over the Puget Sound. And I thought that would be a great little place to get away. So I've been thinking about that for a while, and I was researching it, but it's like the modular home thing was a little few and far between and had a fair amount of limitations and was also a little bit expensive. I think about $300 to $350 a square foot, but that was a few years ago. This is going to be the wave of the future. I mean, the prices are going to go down. More and more places are going to open up. And this is the way you're going to build a house. You're just going to order a house and, you know, someone's going to pour the foundation and they're just come in and throw that thing up in one day. Like the thing is you just don't want to leave the house open for long periods of time. I mean, how many houses have termites in the wood before they even button them up? You know, how many have mold in the wall before they button them up? How many have a rat or bird's nest like in there before they even button it up? Like, why even do that? And again, does it even make sense? You know, the traditional way you do it is you frame a house, and when you're done framing a house, then a bunch of guys show up with auger bits and just start drilling holes through everything and then pulling. I mean, especially if you take a 2x4 stud.
Yeah, and you take an inch out of it.
You take an inch out of a 2x4 right through the middle of it, and you can hear the stud cracking when they're pushing it through, too. Right. You just go all the way down the wall. I mean, how much have you compromised that from an integrity standpoint?
Right. And then all you're responsible for is the slab, right?
Or they'll do it. I mean, or they'll contract with some company that'll come in and do this, or the foundation, or probably the foundation or the slab or whatever it's on. Right. Did you find out, Gary, about approximately a square foot?
Approximately, it's looking like most sites agree that it's around $150 a square foot delivered, but that doesn't account for taxes or any of the other stuff.
Installing it, correct. Blah, blah, blah. So it goes up, but still $150 a square foot. Now, it's getting down toward...
There are some sites that say $110, so it's not... $150 was the high watermark.
It's getting down toward the cost of a custom home, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a lot faster and cleaner as well. So and by the way, you want to talk about insulation and everything. Those walls are insulated, expanding foam, buttoned up, wrapped and tight. Like those, you know, there's no wind whistling through that shit, you know?
Yeah.
It is tight and it's well done, and I'm a fan. All right, last but not least, JB Weld, their proud sponsor of Ace on the House, epoxy adhesive brand used by both DIYers and pros like Stromer over there. Trusted for over 50 years and available at jbweld.com and retailers everywhere. It's JB Weld. All right, Stromer, what are you working on the rest of this or coming up next week?
Next week, I'm going to finish up that house, and then I'm going to move on, baby, go to my next gig. I'm going to do one in Los Angeles, and then I'm going to also do one up in Palos Verdes, I think.
Well, Palos Verdes.
A little far.
You can see me do live stand-up, and that'll be at the Tempe Improv, September 18th and 19th, and then Salt Lake City, which sounds like utopia to me about now, October 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, you're going to see those leaves turning probably. Golden beauty.
Oh, I can't wait. Also, just go to adamcroll.com for all the live shows coming up in Kansas City and Royal Oak in Michigan as well. And I'm your emotional support animal. That's my book. It's available on Amazon and everywhere you get books. And leave a review because I read them. Until next time, it's Adam Kroll. For Eric Stromer saying, mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.